Yo, what up? It's the King of Clubs. Who it is? Trap Beckham. And you got to know I'm locked in with Talk with Chocolate. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. What's poppin'? You are now tuned in to Talk with Chocolate on Crown Radio. I am your host with the most, the fashion icon herself, Dior the Chocolate Doll. And this is Queens Talk TV. Y'all know the vibes each and every Friday and Sunday. I know that's right. And y'all know I love to talk my shit, I pop my shit, and I'm always about my shit when it comes to fashion and music. So just know, I have all the tea on the latest trending topics. So get your drink going, get your vibe. It's time to talk with Chocolate, y'all. Okay, y'all, so Issa Rae is facing a plagiarism lawsuit for three Los Angeles screenwriters on her hit movie, One of Them Days, accusing her to copyright in a script they wrote in 2020. The lawsuit alleges that the film starring Kiki Palmer and SZA is strikingly similar to the original screenplay titled One of Those Days. All I'ma say is, baby, we have to do better on the business end first, please, y'all. As black people, do better. Okay, y'all, so huge shout out to my boy Kendrick Lamar. This has definitely been his year. I know that's right. So the VMAs just announced their nominations, and my boy Kendrick is multi-nominated. This rapper has 10 nominations for this year's award show. And the nominations include Video of the Year, Artist of the Year, Best Collaboration, Best Hip Hop Artist, Best Album, Best Direction, Best Art Direction, Best Cinematograph, Best Editing, Best Choreography. Man, this is fire. He is so dope, and I am so glad that he is getting this recognition he deserves. So, congratulations to him in advance, baby. Okay, y'all, so while we're speaking on the award show, let's talk about this, y'all. So, BET has made a crazy move that has definitely been catching everyone off guard, including me. The network has officially suspended both the BET Hip Hop Awards and the Soul Train Awards indefinitely. Yes, y'all, that means two of the most culturally significant nights in black music has no set date to return, and there's no word on when it will ever, if it will, come back. But this isn't just about, you know, two award shows. The BET Awards has been the go-to celebration of the rap and hip-hop culture, known for its cyphers, bold performances, and moments that made the headlines. As well as the Soul Train Awards, y'all, highlighting legends in the game while giving shine to emerging talent. So, this is crazy work, y'all. This is definitely crazy because they both gave us so much iconic moments. And you know, once the other people, whoever took over the network, things changed. People change, and plus there's so much going on in the industry, you never know what's going down, and I don't like that, though. They take it from us, of our culture, it's kind of lame, but we'll see if they ever bring it back, or if they'll make something even better. Shoot, bring back the Source Awards or something, y'all. Okay, y'all, so Billy Porter has launched a Black Mona Lisa beauty, a gender-neutral beauty, a skincare line created for anyone looking to explore self-expressions without boundaries. Now, the line includes products like collagen syrup, kale cleansing, and liquid shimmers. Inspired by his alter ego 2023 album, Porter aims to become a mogul while ensuring the brand caters especially to the people of color. Now, this is dope, y'all, that he's building up a dream brand. But, baby, I'm a little confused, y'all. Ain't makeup gender neutral? It goes to everyone, like all makeup. It's marketed towards women, I know, but you know what I'm saying? It's not specified for just women's DNA. So he kind of got me confused with the gender neutral beauty. But it's dope though, y'all. Okay, y'all. Rapper and love and hip hop star Erica Banks, she done found herself in a whole mess at Hartsfield Jackson Atlanta International Airport this week, baby. Sis was trying to catch her Delta flight to Houston when TSA popped her bag and found a stolen firearm tucked inside her designer Louis Vuitton purse. Whoa, now that's crazy. And what's crazy is this piece was linked back to Greenville, South Carolina. Law enforcement arrested her on the spot. No word yet on the official charges, but sis has been then bonded out. Law, y'all, this is a mess. Definitely a mess. But, like, I feel like she didn't do it. I honestly feel someone probably set her up and they playing in her face because ain't no woman or, you know what I'm saying, a person, a black person about to be taking no guns to no airport on purpose, knowing you gonna be searching certain things. So I don't know, it gives to me that she probably didn't even know that was even in her bag, but hopefully she get up out of that trouble and get back on the screen. I think she did since then been released and dropped a fire freestyle video and ate it up. So she's still in her bag, as she should be. I know that's right. So, huge shout out to Chris Brown and Bryson Tiller. Their collaboration track, It Depends, has debuted at number one on a Billboard's R&B digital song sales chart. I know that's right. It has also landed in the top 10 of several other Billboard charts, including R&B streaming songs. Now, that song is definitely a banger. I done had it on repeat since it dropped. Y'all know I love me some Chris Brown. And Breezy is forever the GOAT. Bryson adds that extra little oomph in it. And together they made a perfect duet. So I wouldn't expect nothing less. Nothing less. If y'all haven't heard it, make sure y'all run and go check it out. It is called It Depends. Chris Brown and Bryson Tiller. And it's out everywhere. Period. Okay, y'all. Let's talk about some more tea, baby, because it's been so hot up in these streets. And y'all know me. I gotta talk my shit. It's only right. So let's get into some more. So, y'all, Offset took it upon himself. He's still salty about the breakup with him and Cardi B, the divorce coming. He's salty about her moving on, having a new man, new life, still in her bag. And it's obviously bothering him. So he was on the Joe Budden podcast the other day, and he said, every situation I've seen, it's like unseasoned versions, and I'm dead serious. Just, you know, they're trying to make it seem like Stefan Diggs is an unseasoned version of him, and he's the catch. So I don't understand why men do that after you leave him. Like, this man is so delusional. Like, they try to make you seem like you're, like, three times less of the person you was when you was with them. Make it seem like they the bigger person, they the better person. And the thing is, he never thought she would actually leave him and go on to move with the next man. Every time he cheated, she took him back. But not this time, my baby. Not this time. Your favorite football player, he was in her DM. No, for real though, y'all. Every time, like, she forgave him and took him back, and he felt that he could keep doing what he wanted. And my girl said, uno reverse, baby, you out. Period. And not only that, y'all, Offset did take it upon himself to also say that he never seen a woman level up after he left the relationship. Y'all heard me? Let me repeat it. He said he never seen a woman level up after he left the relationship. Now, baby, this man is delusional. He is delusional. Delusional. Because ain't you the one who asked for spousal support? Wasn't she the one taking care of you and your family in her house? The thing is, it gives very much bother. It gives very much bother because it's an interview. You should be promoting your new album about to drop. And all you can do is try to drag my girl Cardi and talk about all of that. Boy, get out your feelings. Get in your bag. Leave that woman alone. Cardi, keep doing you. Keep loving life. Keep being a boss. Keep taking care of your kids. And keep loving on your new man. I know that's right. Alright, y'all. I'm done talking my shit now. But y'all know me. I will be back on Sunday. This is Talk with Chocolate. I am your host, Dior the Chocolate Dial. And this is Queens Talk TV Crown Radio. Until next time, y'all. I am signing out. I hope you have a good weekend. Peace.